Here lie the remains of Albert Bitzius, better known as Jeremias Gotthelf. He was 22 years the pastor of this community. He was born on the 4th of October, 1797, and died on the 22nd of October, 1854. This is an unusual and special edition of the Name Game. Welcome, this is Bob Zanotti, and joining me is Fritz von Gunten, who is a specialist in the history and the culture of this area. And we're also joined by someone who has lived here for several years, but not a native of this area, Ruth Goshen, who's originally from England. We are in the Emmental. We would say in the deep Emmental, the heart of the Emmental, which incidentally is not more than about 10 minutes away from where I live myself. I know this village. I've passed through here many times, and we have a special reason for making this village our mystery location in this edition of the Name Game, and it has to do with the man I mentioned just at the very beginning, Jeremias Gotthelf. Fritz von Gunten, Jeremias Gotthelf is usually described by scholars as a Swiss poet, although he's much better known among most people as a writer. He wrote many stories, interesting stories, and all of them had their roots in this immediate area. Everything was situated in the Emmental, and they were a bit moralistic or allegorical, weren't they? There was always an element of good or bad. One of them that comes to mind right away is Uli der Knecht, Uli the farmhand, which was at the surface a romantic story, but also a very moralistic story, the importance of family ties and so on. Another one, Geld und Geist, spirit and money, another allegorical thing. How would you yourself describe the thread that is woven through the Gotthelf stories? How would you describe that?
For me, he was a very good observer. He was also a man who criticizes the authorities. Many people think, well, it's an author who described the very nice Emmental as a
idealistically.
Yes, yeah. That's right. And in our language, we say it's also a writer of the good old time, der guten alten Zeit,
when the world was still in order.
Well, yeah. But if we look back in the history, it was not a good old time. It was even more changement than today. He was an instructor of school, and because he was so critical with all this system, the government removed him after 10 or 12 years.
So we would call him an activist today. Yes, he couldn't keep his mouth shut.
That's right, yeah.
Ruth Goshen, it's a long way from England to our mystery village in the heart of the Emmental. Obviously, I have to ask the story of how you found your way here.
Well, I met my husband in England.
He's Swiss?
Yes, yes. We came over here in 76. We weren't in this village then, but we had another restaurant.
Yes, you are restaurateurs, and your restaurant is just below the famous church, one of the great landmarks, probably the most famous landmark, and the restaurant is called the Emmenbrücke. How would you describe these deep Emmentalers?
Well, I have no problems with them. We have lots of good friends here. And
you're accepted?
Yes, yes, no trouble. I think it's very nice. It's nice and green and fresh air.
The Emmental cuisine is legendary. It's lots of it, for one thing, and they have their favorites. What do they expect to find on the menu? What would they consider to be essential Emmental fare that must be there?
Well, they always look for Berner Platter with sauerkraut and lots of different sorts of meat. And for a sweet, they always want a meringue glace.
And the Emmental meringue is different than the ones we're used to outside of this area. They're actually hard. They're dry, right? And with lots and lots of cream.
Fresh cream.
A calorie bomb, as they call it.
That's right. That's it.
And lots of it. They like to eat well, but they like lots of it too, right?
Big portions, yeah.
We've heard a lot of things traditionally about the Emmental restaurant, that it was certainly a meeting point where people really got together. Politics were conducted in the restaurant. Very often people went there to discuss their personal or family problems with the restaurateurs. Do you still find that here?
Yes, we still have it now. We have lots of customers with big problems, unemployment, and we hear a lot of problems in the restaurant. Yeah.
To use modern psychological terms, I mean, is it ventilation for them, or can you actually help them find a solution?
I think it's ventilation. They just can talk about the problems.
How bad is the problem of unemployment here at the moment?
It's a new situation for us until 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
It's the last thing on anyone's mind, losing a job.
Yes, that's right. And now everyone can become unemployment, even directors of factories. And we live in a big changement, actually, also in our village here.
That insecurity and instability again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which Gotthelf himself dealt with at that time.
Yeah, he started to change the system in that time, but then he knew very quickly that too much liberalism and too much economic, he always criticizes this, and he told that that is not a good thing, and at the end we will have many problems. Maybe we have these problems now 200 years later.
Again, this was the moralist speaking, that our salvation is not in material well-being, but it is in spiritual well-being. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the underlying themes again in his writings.
Yes, for him it was actually, it was the family was very, very important.
We talk about industry, and one which is very predominant here in town. It's Kentower, and it's predominant because there's a large silo which is literally in the center of town, and this is one of the most important employers in this region. Kentower is specialized in cereals of various kinds, and that, of course, has a close connection with this entire area being agricultural and rural. Let's go and join Tony Bixel to find out how the company got started here and why.
We are the fifth generation now. So, I mean, our ancestors were also farmers. And besides, they had already 150 years ago a small mill where they were producing oatmeal already over there. And the important thing is it was not just a wheat mill, as mostly of the mills were in this time. It was an oatmeal.
And you still have an important name as a producer of oats.
Characteristic in Switzerland are oat flakes.
The so-called rolled oats, is that right?
Yes, it was rolled oat, which were eaten very much 30 years ago. Today, the rolled oat we have very much in the mueslis, which are very famous as a famous product from Switzerland.
There's no good Bircher muesli without oats in it, right?
That's right. Every Bircher muesli has to have oat content.
The very large supermarket chain in Switzerland, Migro, is the biggest, I think, customer for you, isn't it? Because you manufacture cornflakes for that supermarket chain. Is that your biggest customer indeed?
That's right. It's the biggest customer in Switzerland because we decided 10 years ago to do mainly private label business. But we don't have just customers in Switzerland. We are exporting quite a lot. We have customers as big also in Europe, like in France, in Germany, in Britain, also in Saudi Arabia, for example, Israel also, but mainly in Europe.
How important is Kentower as an employer in this area?
It's very important. We are the biggest employer, and I hope it will be the same the next 100 years also.
Fritz von Gunten, it's very interesting that our mystery village is well served, to put it that way, by communications and certainly rail transport. It's sort of a railhead. Three different lines come together here. How do you explain that for such a relatively remote village?
Well, we are here on the point where we come from the Mittelland, and one branch of this railway goes to the Bernese Oberland.
Right, so you're sort of in the middle between the flat Midlands and the Oberland.
And even one goes to the central heart of Switzerland, direction of Lucerne, so it makes it a very interesting point.
Beside Kentower, which we've just heard about, what are some of the other important trades or industry in the village?
There are handicrafts, and even one third of the population is still in agriculture working. And so we have also good restaurants and hotels.
I noticed coming in this morning, one very, very typical craft in the Emmental, and certainly still very alive here, is ceramics, pots and dishware that is made by local people. This still is important and maintained.
Yes, it's still maintained, and we have also a factory, Geisbühler, who makes all these things.
And here we cannot fail to recall that in the midst of all of this rural Emmental, there's an unusual institution called the Culture Mill. It really is an old mill, isn't it? I think it started, what, about 15 years ago, something like that.
Yes, the house was built in 1821, in that time when Gotthelf also lived in this area. And it was a real mill until 1970. Then Yolanda Rodio, it was a famous artist in singing and in theatric things, came here from Denmark, and she looked after a center to build up a school for theater. And today we are a place for exhibition, for concerts, and also for young people to spend special weeks here in this area.
One of the things you very often feel about Switzerland is that even though the infrastructure is modern, there are facilities everywhere, there are schools and hospitals and modern conveniences, that somehow the essence of the life remains traditional, that people still localize their feelings and their attachments. That would seem to be a very typically Emmental phenomenon.
It is a typical phenomenon of the Emmental, and as you told us, from whole Switzerland. And in my opinion, that is an actual problem also in discussing the new Swiss history, to discuss also the life of Gotthelf. I can compare it very much. Many people don't want to change the image they have. So for Switzerland, it's tiny, it's very good organized and
very localized.
But we have to open us and to accept that we are a part of Europe, that we are part of this world.
And that's very, very difficult for the local people to accept.
That is very difficult, yes. But this year, I think the 200th birthday of Gotthelf is a good opportunity, a good occasion for us, because many people come and visit our place. They find us, so we should also try to find other places and to accept that otherwhere are other style of life, there is another culture. So I think it is a very, very good occasion this year.
We have to wind up the special edition of the Name Game, but a couple of hints are in order. Ruth, could you give us a couple of geographic coordinates?
Well, it's on the river of the Emme.
Which gives the Emmental its name.
Yeah, it's between Burgdorf and Langnau.
And let me add another hint. The place name itself begins with the letter L and ends with the letter H and has a couple of those funny German umlauts in there as well. Just write down the name on a card and send it to The Name Game, Swiss Radio International, Bern, Switzerland. The Name Game, Swiss Radio International, Bern, Switzerland. You can also fax us your entry. Our country and area code is 4131 for Bern, Switzerland. The fax number, 350-9580. There are prizes to be won, and the winners of this contest will be announced shortly in capital letters. Quarter to the hour. It's time to say goodbye. Thanks very much for participating in the Name Game, Fritz von Gunten and Ruth Gaschen. This is Bob Zanotti. Thanks very much for having been with us.